service are at the end of the Seder, but because there's a chasana tonight and a lot of people will be away, including me, so I'm saying the chabura now. Before I give the chabura, I just want to be mechazik all the boys. Everyone has to attend Seder every day. Be careful about the zmanim. If you learn the 40 blot every year, you learn 40 blot, everything will accumulate, and you know half of shas, and you become a talmid chacham. You have to take the bechinas on time. You have to chaza before every bechina. If you just follow the regular siddurim, you can baksoist to become big talmid chacham. Just by way of introduction to Perek Kaf Al Pi, we know in the halacha there are two different categories of chiyubim momen. There's what the Gemara calls in Kiddushin, and daf yud gimel amen beis, the Gemara talks about another mesichtas as well, milva haksuva bator, as opposed to milva she'en haksuva bator. Milva haksuva bator means pinyan aben, oin isim hafata, moitzi shemra, choyval mazik, chiyuvim, that the Torah imposes upon us. And milva she'en haksuva bator, Tosis points out over there in Kiddushin, yud gimel amen beis, milva she'en haksuva bator doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't appear in the Chumash. The Chumash, it says that the loiva has to pay the malva. So why not say halva is also milva k'suva b'atayr? So Tosis says no. What it means is milva she'ena k'suva b'atayr. Even if it wouldn't have been written in the Chumash, I would have known on my own that the loiva has to pay, because that's a his chayvus midas. So these are two different categories of chiyubi mammon. There's milva haksuva b'atayr, chiyubi mammon that the Torah imposes, and there's a milva she'ena k'suva b'atayr. That's a his chayvus midas. There, the Gemara raises a possibility, Kedushin Yud Gimel on the base, and the Rabbeinu Hanan on Paschim like that, that maybe Shibura deraisa by Milva Haksuva Batara, and by Milva Sheniksuva Batara, maybe Shibura Lav deraisa. That's one of their three Shitas, out of Paschim Laloch, and there's a long Shach in Sima Lamates. It quotes Marocha Mul Marocha, half of the Rishain and Paschim Shibura is deraisa, half of the Rishain and Paschim Shibura Lav deraisa. And the Rabbi Hananel has this compromise shita by Milva Ksuv Batara Shibura Deraisa, because when the Torah imposes the chiyuv, it imposes to a fuller extent, to a greater extent, even with the Shibin Nechas. The Gemara has in the beginning of Bava Kama there Chov Talad Ovis Nizikin, and usually we assume Ovis, Rashi writes in the beginning of Bava Kama, Ovis Kori Lahanach Techsibim Behadye Bekro, those that are explicit in Parshas Mishpatim. Those that are explicit in the Chumash Ovis, and it told us as a mamatzina, whatever is similar, has a similar tchunis. But some of those in Einis, Metamim, Damim, Menasach is only the Rabbanan, it's not the Reis at all. So the Gemara asks, why is it listed in the list of Chav Talad Ovis and Zikin? It doesn't appear in Chumash, it's only the Rabbanan. Gemara says, no. That Dinam Ka'ovis, Kulam Ka'ovis, L'shalami Meitav, that all of these Nizikin pay for Meitav. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Kam Yishalm is only written by Shem Beregel. How do you know to extend it to all of the other Ovis and Zikin? So the Gemara says, there's a whopper of Gzereshova, Tachas Nesina Yishalm Kosef. It's like an octopus, a 24-way Gzereshova that includes all of the Ovis and Zikin. Everybody pays Meitav. And Halvoim, a Malve, the Loive, so what's the Din Menator? The Malve has a right to collect from the Loive. So there's one opinion in the Gemara in Gittin and Perek HaNizokin that Halvo also Menator pays Meitav, and it's only Medarabana that they knocked it down to Beinanis. But the accepted opinion is Faker. Accepted opinion is Menator is Dina B'Zivuris, and Medarabana they elevated it to Beinanis. And there's one opinion in the Rishalmi that Dina Menator is Beinanis. How come most of the opinions hold that it's not Dino Beidis? If you made a very such a Gzereshova that goes Tachas Nesin and Shalom Kesef, covers 24 Ovis and Zikin, they couldn't find another pasuk by Halvoa to make a Halvoa should also be Menator Be'idus. So that's what the Menchas Chinuch points out. No, there's a fundamental difference. All the Choftar Ovis and Zikin are Milva Ksuva B'Torah, there's a Chiyuv that the Torah imposes. If it's a Milva Sheinik Ksuva B'Torah, like Halvoa or Dmei HaMekach, whenever it's a Hischaivis Midah, so then Menator, it's Dina B'Ziburis. There are more nafkaminis also. Rav Soloveitchik used to be fond of quoting this Me'iri on Bava Kama, on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, and in Bava Metzia, on Daf Tzadik, where the Me'iri quotes an opinion that by his Chayvus Midas, Esna Nasa Torah Afilu Bo Alimoy, that if a person obligates, and let's say a person is smoking a cigar on Shabbos, when he borrows $100,000 from somebody else, so would you apply Komblei B'di Rabbinei? We just say that the Chiyav Misav Chilu Shabbos Patas, from the Chiyav Halvoa. So the Meiri says that not. Rav Soloveitchik used to explain, because the Pasuk that teaches us, one of the Psukim that teaches us, Kam Levi D'Rabbanei, is the pasuk in Dvarim that says V'yon she'osei k'dei rishosei Nigmar darshins mishum risha achas ha'temechayva v'yatemechayva mishum shtei rishiosei. You can only call it a risha if it's a chiv mama that the Torah imposes. If it says chayvis midas, it's not a risha at all. So the Miri holds that complete with the Rabban and only patos if it's a chiv mama that the Torah imposes. Then on the first half in Bava Kama, the Gemara draws a distinction. That's how the Rambam paskens a distinction between a din Torah of gzeilus achavolos as opposed to hados mahalvos. That the word Elohim, loshem chol, nikra babayis elu Elohim, which means a samach, a person, hasmicha, appears three times in Parshas Mishpatim. So that's from the Midrash HaTorin at Resh Hashem. Sounds to me like a balaturin, but the Gemara holds that this is from the Midrash HaTorin. Nidresh Espan, you add up how many times the word appears in the Chumash, like Malocha Malachta Malechas appears 39 times, and one Tana holds that's the Mokka, that there are 39 of us Malachas. And Darshan, other drushes the Gemara has, you add up how many times the word appears, and that gives you a sum total. So the Gemara says that you need three Dayanim Smuchim only by Gzeilus Vachabolus, because that's where it says in the Chumash, by Gzeilus Vachabolus, but by Hoidos Vachabolus, so what's the definition of Hodos Alvos? Rav Soloveitchik thought that it means Milva Shein Ksuva BaTorah. He thought that Gzeilus VaChavolos means Milva Ksuva BaTorah. If it's a Chiv Mamon that the Torah imposes, then the Torah requires that if they have an Esek, they have a Sichsuch, so they should go to have a Bezen of Shlosha Smuchim in HaTorah. But by Hodos Alvos, it's his Chayvus Midah, so then Mikra Adin, there's no need for Shlosha Smuchim. This was Rav Soloveitchik's definition. I remember when we learned in Rav Soloveitchik Shir, so the Boichen Yeshiva was Rav Mendel Zaks, who was the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim. He used to give Shiurim in Radin. He used to give the Smicha in Radin. Dr. Belkin had Smicha from Rav Mendel Zaks. So when he fahared us, and he asked, what's the difference? So the boy said over Rav Soloveitchik's Pshat. So he was very taken aback. He didn't think that it was correct. He didn't think that that's what it meant, Gzeilus HaChavolos versus Hados HaHavos. Anyway, so we know that there are two different categories. There's such a thing as a milva haksuva b'atora midirabbanon. Let's say, oynisim afat emotzi shaman, that's milva haksuva b'atora. Ksuba, most of the Rishonim paskin ksuba lav deraisa. So if a couple gets divorced and the husband never gave his wife a ksuba under the chuppah, so he's still mechuyif to pay because it's a tanai bezin. A tanai bezin means a chiyav mama that not that the Torah imposed it, that tanai bezin means that a bezin imposed it. So here in the Mishnah you have two different chiyuvim mamon. In a regular ksuba, you have three parts. You have the ikka ksuba, which is the manam asayim. That's a tanai bezin, even if the husband never, afal pi shaloi kasav, even if he never gave a ksuba, if he divorces his wife or he dies, she's entitled to collect. Then you have tosefis ksuba, whatever he wants to add on. We always add on, by a psula, we add on the 100 zukukin, meir zukukin kesav tzorav. And then you add on, our meaning is that we add on for a psula, girls getting married the first time, you add on 100 zukukin kesav tzorav for the nedunya. For the nichsei tzarim barzal. So for the ikka ksuba, you don't need a hischaivus at all. For the tosefes, you have to create a hischaivus. How does one create a hischaivus moment? So you look in the Tosfos ksuba v'chasomu anun hei amar aleph, and the Gemara kuv beis amar aleph. So the pashtus is that just like the transfer ownership of property from one person to the other, you need a ma'aseh kinyan. That's how the first line in the Rambam reads in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Uchus Mechira. Ein hamekach nikne bidvorim. Just by making an oral declaration, you can't transfer ownership of property. So too, if you want to create a hischaivus moment, you can't just create hischaivus by saying, I pledge, I obligate myself to give you $100,000. Al pidin, that's not mechayiv. You have to make a kinyan. So what kinyan do you have to make? That's the pashtus and all the gemaras. So you have to have konam yodoy. So how's konam yodoy? So either kabbalah's kinyan sudar, or you have a kinyan ayidei shtar. So shtar is a machlekes of Yechon Meish Lokish and Daf Kuv Beis Amud Aleph. That's the way Taisus learns of Pshat. If I write on a piece of paper, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000 and I give you the paper, does that accomplish the creator his chayv? So we pass like Rabbi Yechon and that it does. And Meish Lokish disagrees and he holds that it doesn't create his chayv. But the premise is that you need either a kinyan shtar or you need a kinyan chalipin to create a his chayv moment. You look at Chayshim Mishpat, the first line in Simen Mem, they quote from the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is that to create his chayvus, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan. If I just say, hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000, I'm obligated and I cannot back out. There's no need for a Maisa Kinyan. The Gemara always says Kana Miyadai. So what do you need Kana Miyadai for? So that's what the Tzoyse asks. How can it be? Can't be. It's impossible. And he diverts. He gives you a different interpretation in the Rambam. But the Pashup Shat in the Rambam is the way it says in the Rambam. To create his Chayvus Mamon. The Rambam holds that you don't even need a Kinyan at all. The Gemara always says Kana Miyadai. So the Ran and the Riv on Daf Kuv Beis also holds like that Rambam. The creator is Chayvus Mamon. You don't need a Kinyan. You don't need a Suder. So why does the Gemara say Kana Miyadai? So the Ran answers. Because all the times, all the cases where the Gemara says Kana Miyadai, the Chayvus is ala Tanai. If I obligate myself to give you without any strings attached, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000, period. So then you're mechuyev according to the Rambam and the Ram without any Kinyan. You don't need Chalip and you don't need Shtar. But if you mischive yourself al yidei ala Tanai, if it snows tomorrow, if I'll be Poshea, then I'll pay. If I won't be Poshea, I won't pay. His chayvus ala Tanai, that's called Asmachta. The Rambam has the Rambam and the Ran a different understanding of what Asmachta is. And all that, that's the din of Asmachta lo Kanya. So then you need a Maisikinyan. But just to create his chayvus, you don't need a Maisikinyan. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. Ad kedekach, that the Ktzois reinterpreted the Rambam. He couldn't even believe that the Rambam held like that. Ktzois at the beginning of Simen Mem. The Bnei Yeshua has a Yesoid in the second parak in Gittin. The Gemara talks about an Otzitz Nokov as opposed to an Otzitz Shena Nokov. Otzitz Nokov is something growing. It has Nekov on the bottom, so it's Yonik from the ground. So whatever is growing in the Otzitz is Dinuk Mechuba Lekarka. We have an Otzitz Shena Nokov, so whatever is growing in the pot is considered Kimetaltlim. So the Gemara says, if it's an Otzitz Nokov in its Dinuk Kikarka, then you could be Koine Bechazoka. If you dig a little bit, Rafak Bapurta is a Kinya Chazoka on Karka, so you can be Koine. But you can't be koina b'mashicha by moving the pot or picking it up hagbo, because karka is not nikna b'mashicha and b'hagbo. And if it's an otzut sheina nokuv, so it's dina ketolush, dina kemetaltalim, so then you cannot be koina with chazake, but you can be koina with hagbo or with mashicha. So the Pnei Yeshua is bothered with a kasha. The reason why you can't be kind of karka b'hagbo m'sheikh, because how can you move the karka? But over here it's a flower pot, so why shouldn't you be able to? It's the exact same flower pot. What's the difference with dinik karka, dinik metaltalin? If chazaka works, so why shouldn't it work if hagbo m'sheikh works if it's ainu nokum? So let it work when it's nokum. So the Pnei Yeshua has two answers, and the Nesivus adopts one of the two answers of the Pnei Yeshua, that the Gemara here is saying a fundamental yisoy, that kinyoni karka don't work on metaltalim, kinyoni metaltalim don't work on karka. The kinyonim were formulated as kinyoni karka or as kinyoni metaltalim. So depending on whether the otzitz is mechuba, is dinuk karka, dinuk metaltalim, will determine which kinyonim can work. So there is one exception to the rule. Rav Soloveitchik used to say over the name Rav Chaim, like this Pnei Yeshua quoted by the Nesivus. One exception to the rule, kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin is the one and only kinyan that works both on karka and on metaltalim. So some of the Rishonim write the reason why that's so is because the pasuk says in Megillas Rus, the mocker of kinyan chalipin, the kayim koldover, works on anything and everything. Ad kedei kach that the Gemara had a havamina in the beginning of kiddushin, that an isha should be able to be miskadeshes b'chalipin. So the Balei HaTosfos say, what's the mocker for the havamina that the chalipin should work? Because it says l'kayem kol dover for anything and everything. So because of that pasuk, l'kayem kol dover, the fact that chalipin works on karka adam and tatalim, so we understand that chalipin also works to create a hischayvus. Kona meyodah, the Gemara always says, you want to create a hischayvus, yesh meyayin, hischayvus midas, not a milbak sabata, milbak sheinik sabata. So you need a kinyan chalip, and that's included in the pasuk l'kayem kol dover. But why is shtar? Tosfos asks on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that metaltal labin emevid shtar ninu, that shtar doesn't work to be koine metaltalim. So karka versus metaltalim applies. That concept applies if you're dealing with a dovish yesh b'mamish, a tangible item. So the building is karka, and the Gemara, and the shtender, and the tape recorder is metaltalim. What if you're talking about an abstract chi of mamon? So it's neither karka nor metaltalim. So how does the halacha deal with that? Do you say dinuk metaltalim or dinuk karka? So the din is enish boim ala karkois. There's no shvua deraisa on karka. But the Rish will derise on the Talpama. So let's say I claim you owe me $100 and you might have been mikzas, and koifa be mikzas. So that's a normal case of might have been mikzas. But enish by malakarko is obviously a chov moment, an abstract chov moment is not dina kekarka. It's dina kemetaltalim. So Tosis says, if a chov moment, an abstract chov moment, it's not metaltalim, it's not a tangible object, but you treat it like metaltalim. So if you treat it like metaltalim, so how can kinyan shtar work? The machleg zabiyachon v'shlokesh on daf kub beis aman aleph, where the shtar can work, to be kind of his chayvus, and we paskin that it does work. That's the Tosis nun hamad aleph ksovu. You can create a his chayvus moment by writing on a piece of paper. I hereby accept upon myself an obligation to give you $100,000. I give you the shtar. So you kind of the his chayvus, and I have to pay the money. Without a kinyan, I wouldn't be obligated to pay. So Tosis says, how can a shtar be kind of his chayvus moment? His chayvus moment is dina kimetaltalim, and the Gemara says in Perek Hameches Asfina, the metaltalim alad b'nei mevet shtore ninu. That's Tosis kasha. So Tosis answer is a very fascinating answer. It's a big Tosis called Beis Amidalef, and it's one line in the Tosis. The Nesivus quotes this one line in his commentary on Chosha Mishpat. So Tosis answers that it's like Dvarim HaNiktim Ba'Amira. The Gemara says that sometimes you have situations, even though there is a rule, that was the first line in the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Einam Ekach Niktim Dvarim, but once in a while you have an exception to the rule, that you have Dvarim HaNiktim Ba'Amira. Whenever it's clear that there's a strong Miras Das, so there's no need for a Maisa Kinyan. So that's what Tosis says, by Shtar, we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, that Shtar can create his chayvus moment because it's Zvarim HaNiktim Amir. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say that we have a Tosis in Ksubas Dav Chof, the famous Tosis, Chof HaMan Aleph, going over to Chof HaMan Beis, but Tosis is bothered with the Kasha that other Rishayim, all the Rishayim work on. How can a shtar be good min HaTorah? Isn't there a halach mipihim or lo mipiksovim? So shtar is mamish mipiksovim. How is it good? So Tosis answers, mipiksovim is if the Edom write on their own. But if you have das hamischayv authorizing the Edom to write, then it's called shtar. Whenever it's written, shaloi midas hamischayv, it's called mipiksovim. It's puzzle. Edis piksav is no good. And whenever it's midas hamischayv, then it is good. So we usually assume das hamischayv is machsha the shtar, makes it into a shtar. Now, so that you thought you have to add on a little bit over here, that shtar needs a higher level of das than other kinyonim. If you make a kinyon chazok, a kinyon kesef, a kinyon hagbo mashiach, you need what we call das makna. The makna has to agree to give over the matana or to sell the merchandise to the lekechot. But if you want to have a shtar, you need a higher level of das that we call a das hamischayev. Not just a das hamischayev makes it into a shtar, as opposed to mipik sovam. It's a higher level of das. And Rav Soloveitchik thought that the same is true, this he said v'shem Rav Chaim, that the same is true regarding kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin also needs, not enough, das makne. You need das hamischayv, you need a higher level of das. The Rambam writes, the din midirabbanan, from Maseches Gittin, that a cotton shehigia loines haputois, a cotton who is kibashis, kibasheva, 6, 7, 8 years old, he understands a little bit what Mecca Chamemka is all about, and made a takana mid the Rabbana that if he's a Yosem, Mikra Mecca Chamemker Memka Mimetaltalim Mishum Kedei Chayav, that he should be able to make a living. So the Rambam writes, Yeroy Ali, the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Mechir in Perek Chav Tes, when he quotes the takana de Rabbanan of cotton Shigim and Esaputa, so he writes, Yeroy Ali, that the cotton could be Makne, all kinds of Metaltalim, they only made a takana by Metaltalim, says it can only be Makne by kinyonim, but not by chalipin. Chalipin doesn't work. And he says, because tam kinyon iksiva imit. Because usually when you have a kinyon chalipin, that's a tesis on the Nunhei Amar Aleph, tesis ksovu. So they quote that Gemara from Baba Basra. And whenever there's a kinyon chalipin, we assume you don't have to ask the makne whether he agrees to allow them to write a shtar. It's self-understood that the Edom have a right to write a shtar. So the Rambam says that a cotton, higia loynes haputas, has the ability to make other kinyonim amitalfalim, but doesn't have the ability to make a kinyon chalipin, because kinyon chalipin is somehow connected with shtar. What's the tzadashada between chalipin and shtar? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. Chalipin is a funny kinyon. The Gemara has a machlokes with the bekelev shel kaina, bekelev shel makna. And there's one opinion, Tosis quotes one shot from Rashi, that there's one opinion in the Gemara, either Kelev Shalkana or Kelev Shalmakna. How can it be either Kelev Shalkana or Kelev Shalmakna? Either way is acceptable. And how come Chalipin is the one and only exception to the rule that Kaim called over works on Karka and Metaltalim? All the other Kinyonim, the Pnei Yeshua had the Yisoid from the Gemara Gittin, that Kinyoni Karka don't work on Metaltalim, Kinyoni Metaltalim don't work on Karka. The one exception to the rule is Chalipin because of the Pasig, Lekayim called over. And it works to create his Chayvus. So how come Chalipin is so Meshunah? How come it's so different from everything else? So Rav Chaim thought that the Pshat is the giving over of the Kli, the Suder. The Chalipin is just a simen ledovar to indicate that there's a stronger Gemiras Das. When there's a very strong Gemiras Das, then the Kinyan takes effect with the Das Makna alone. You don't need any Maisa Kinyan. Not that Chalipin is a Maisa Kinyan. So by the Kotn Shigir, Loines Aputos, to use Rav Soloveitchik's Loshen, the Chachamim were not Bali Mopsim. They couldn't do a Moifis. He said, a Kotn is a Lambar Das. So the Kotn Sof Kosov doesn't have Das. So they made a Takana the Rabbonim that Higir, Loines Aputos, the Kotn can make Kinyonim without Das. Usually a Kinyon has to be made with Das. And here by the Kotn, the Kinyon is good without Das. But they can make such a Takana by Chalipin and by Shtar. By Chalipin and Shtar, there is no Kinyon. This, the giving over of the shtar and the giving over of the handkerchief is just to serve as a similar dover that the strong Amira's das, and it's basically Dvarim HaNiknim Ba'Amira. That's what Tosfos said by shtar. So Rav Soloveitchik applied the same to the Chalipin as well, B'Shem Rav Chaim, that the both are the same. And that's what the Rama meant when he put together. He said, the Kotlin, Yeroi Li, that a Kotlin cannot be Makna with the Kinyan Chalipin because Tam Kinyan, the Ksiva Oimei, and there's a connection between Chalipin and Shtar. What's the connection? So he thought that both by Chalipin and by Shtar need a higher level of Das, because that's what we call Das HaMeschayiv, as opposed to plain old Das Makne. And a Das HaMeschayiv needs Das. The Kotten Sof Kol Sof is a Labar Das. So the Chachamim never declared that the Kotten Shigeloin as Aputas is a Bar Das Midirabon. And he said, despite the fact that he's a Labar Das, the Kinyan should be Koine Midirabon. But by Chalipin and by Shtar, you can't say like that. The Kinyan only consists of the dust. That's what the Taisa said. It's like Dvarim HaNiknim Ba'Amirim. This Rav Soloveitchik explained also the Ravid, even though the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam by the Chalipin of a Kotten, the Ravid thinks is good. But nonetheless, the Ravid both in the Shittim Kubetzes, in Bavli Basra and Daf Mem, as well as in the Hasogas on the Rambam, in Hilchas Mechira, the Rambam writes that you only need Eidus L'Kim Adova by Gitme Kiddushin, and by Dini Mominis, La'iri Sahadi El Elishakri. That's, he quotes the Gemara, you only need Edim Lebir Hadover. You don't need Edis Lekim Hadover. And then the Rambam writes, even if you made a Kinyan at Dechalipin, you don't need Edis Lekim Hadover. So the Ravid writes in the Hasokas, Ein HaKol Moedim Bechalipin. Not everybody agrees. He himself writes in his Pirush, in the Chidusha Ravid, on Bava Bas, on Daf Mem, that when the Gemara says, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, Ein Tzorach Lak Soivu, when you make a Kinyan Chalipin, it should be, he writes, it has to be done, Kenyan Bifnei Shnayim, has to be done in the presence of two Edim. Tosfos was aware of this, that there were Rishonim who held like that. So Tosfos in Kiddushin and other Masechtos, Tosfos has a whole Arichas to reject it, to show that it's not so. But Tosfos knew that there was such a Shita, that there is a requirement for Edis L'Kim Adover by Chalipin. So why should you need Edis L'Kim Adover by Chalipin? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, the Ravid basically also holds like the Rambam, as far as the nature of Chalipin. The Chalipin is not, Suda is not really a Maisa Kinyan. It's an indication that there's a very high level of Gemiras Das, and the Gemiras Das itself accomplishes the Kinyan. So getting back again, whenever a couple gets married, so the Chi of Ikek Suba, the Manam Asayim, that's a Tanai Bezin, even if he's not Meshabin himself. Afal Pisha Loikosav, she still has a right to collect that. But the Tosefes, that's a Hischaivis Midas, that he has to agree. So you have to make a Kabbalah's Kinyan. So you really, we pass in the Kalev Shel Kaina, so the Kaina is the Kala. So the Kala should come into the Chassan's Tish, and she should give her handkerchief to the Chassan, in exchange for which he should be Mischaiv himself to give her the Tosefes Ksuba. Our practice is that we don't do that. The Kala doesn't come in and make the Kinyan Suda. So either the Masada Kiddushin gives the Suda to the Chassan, or the Yadin gives the Suda. How do you know you can do that? So in Choshe Mishpat and Simit Kuf Tzarekei, that's a Simit about Chalipin, Siv Gimel, so Mechaber writes like this, and the Vilna Gaon says it's based on the Loshon HaGemara in Perek HaZor, but the Gemara has the text, the normal text from every normal shtar, that it says, V'konina minei, we made the Kinyan, B'mona de Kosher L'mekanyebek. What do you mean, we made the Kinyan? It should say that the Lekech, the Kaina made the Kinyan. So Tosfos said, you see from the Gemara, that was the common practice that someone else, always used to make the kinyan on behalf of the kohen. Even if the kohen is there, even if the lekech is there, even if the mekabel maton is there, Tosfos writes, and the Shulchan Aruch writes, the minhag always was that the Edom or the Masada Kedushin, someone else makes the kinyan. How can you do that? So the Shulchan Aruch explains, it's based on Zochen Le'adam Shleiv Efanov. The girl stands to gain over here. She's going to gain more shibudim, and not just going to be mana masayim of the ikik ksuba. It's going to be a lot of tosefes ksuba, much more money. So that's l'taivasa. So we say zochen liyadim shlei b'fanav. It's in her best interest. Aye, but the halacha says you have to have the kalev shel kaina. So it's not kalev shel kaina. It would be good if someone would take the kala's handkerchief and give it to the chasam, but they give their own handkerchief. So how is that acceptable? So the Tosfos in Kiddushin explains that's based on Farshim al Chashem Mishpat. In Simikuv Tzadikei Siv Gimel, they explain that, like Tosfos says, they explain that it's based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, Zayin Amid Aleph, that there's a Kinyan Ebed Knaini. What does it mean, Ebed Knaini? Ebed Knaini can be Yotze Lecheiris either Al Yidei Kesef or Al Yidei Shtar. So the Tanoim had a whole discussion in the Mishnah, is how can an Ebed Knaini be Yotze Al Yidei Kesef? So how does the Ebed Knaini have any money? Unless the rare case that someone gave money to the Ebed Knaini, Almanosh Ein L'Rabbi Rishuspoi. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether that works. If you give such a matana to the Ebed Knaini, Almanosh Ein L'Rabbi Rishuspoi. Does he acquire ownership in Ein L'Rabbi Rishuspoi or not? So if you say there is no such thing, the Ein Kinya Levit Below Rabbi, even if he made such a Tanai, doesn't help. So how can an Ebed Knaini be Yotzi L'Cheres Al-Yidei Kesef, and it's a Pasuk in Chumash? The Gemara says it's based on the Pasuk in Chumash. So the Tanaim came up with an answer, B'Kesef Al-Yidei Acherim. Someone else will give the money to the Yodon. The Yodon is prepared to free the Ebed Knaini if they'll give me $500,000. So some good Samaritan volunteers, I'll give you the money. Aye, but Kinya Kesef always has to be the Kesef of the Kaina. And the Ebed, who's going to be Yotzi L'Cheres, he's the Kaina. He's Kaina, his freedom. So it doesn't have to be his money. So the Torah is Mechadish that if anybody else gives the money on behalf of the Eved, that's also good for Kinyan Kesef. So based on this, the Gemara says, the Chazan Kala is standing under the chuppah, and the Chazan forgot to bring the ring. So they're waiting, how are they going to Mechadish? So some friend of the Chazan steps up, and he says, I'll give my ring. And he gives the ring to the Kala, Al-Manosh et Tiskadesh, to the chassan. So the Gemara says, "B'kesef aydei acherim." Someone else give the kesef on behalf of the chassan. Chassan says, "Harei mukudeshes li b'tabas that my friend gave you on my behalf." So that's mukudeshes medin ebeknani. We learn out from the din ebeknani is yotzei lecheres b'kesef aydei acherim that this is valid in kol ha-tarakula. That's called the kinyan kesef. So Tosfos says, and the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Tzadik Hei Siv Gimel that this is acceptable by chalipin as well, even though the halacha requires. You have to have the Kalev Shalkaina. If someone else gives it, it doesn't mean Kalev Shalkaina. It means the Makna should receive the Suder. If someone else gives it to the Makna on behalf of the Kala, on behalf of the Kaina, it's also good. That's a Midin Eviknaini. That's considered a. We have satisfied the requirement of the Kalev Shalkaina. So that's the common practice that either one of the Eidim or the Masada Kedushin gives a handkerchief to the Chosan. Based on Zochen Le'adam Shlei B'Fanav, really the Kala should give. The reason why I'm spelling all of this out, recently someone gave me a book that's written in English, has all kinds of Piske Halacha, so someone wrote something very cockeyed about this, that if the Kala gives a handkerchief, it's not acceptable, and the rabbi has to give, B'Taras Bezin, there is no such thing. The Iker Din is the Kala gives a handkerchief, the Kalev Shel Kaina. And when one of the Eidim, or the Masada Kedushin gives, it says it's Midin Eviknain, it's considered as if the Kala gave. It's a regular din of Sirab Zachan Adam Shlei B'Fanav with the principle of Midin Ebekaini, that Ebekaini is Yotzi L'Cheres Ayidei Kesef. So the Mishnah has a fantastic Chiddush here. The Gemara explains what the Chiddush is. The Chiyuv to give, there is no Chiyuv to give Tosefes Ksuba. If the Chosim wants that out of the goodness of his heart, he can add on Tosefes Ksuba. So he has to. You have to make a Kabbalah's Kinyan on that. The way we pass can either Kinyan Suder or a Kinyan Shtar. But once he makes the Kinyan Suda, the Kinyan Shtar, then it blends in to become a chelik of the Takanas Chachamim. Let's say Ksuba is only Nigvis. The Gemara has all the Nafkaminas. Tosefes Ksuba, Zdina Kiksuba. The Ksuba is only Nigvis Ben Aziburis and all the various Dinim. So this should be a regular Din of like a Halva. His Chayvis Midas his chayv nedar should be like a halva. Halva should collect from beinanis. Only ksubatishes nigvis menazibur. So the Gemara says, once you added the tosefes ksuba, it blends in. It's part of the takanas chacham. The chacham made a takana tonight bezin that there's a shibud manim asayim even if the chassan didn't obligate himself. And then they said, if the chassan wants to obligate himself to more, that'll be a chelik of the ksuba. Not just treated like his chayvis midas. Tanoi ksuba ke ksuba damyan. Like the Gemara says, shviyas is only mishamei talvois o chayv stam. It's not any other type of a chayv. Shviyas is not mishamei. Tosis quotes the Imam Haskel. Shviyas is a machlekes hatanaim about hakofas achanus. If I bought on credit from the grocery store and I accumulated a big debt and then Shemitah comes to an end, but the shviyas is mishamei tana. So in Shulchan Aruch we pass in shviyas not mishamei hakofas achanus. It's only mishamei halvor or chob stam. So the pashtus over here, let's say ksuba is a takonis hatanaim, that's a tanai bezin. So shviyas should not be mishamei. But the hischaibis or the tasefes ksuba, that's a hischaibis midas. That should be like a chayv stam. Shviyas should be mishamei. So the Gemara says, no, the takonis chachamim was that mana masayim is a minimum. If you want to obligate yourself with more, you have to make a maisa kinyan, either suder or shtar. Once you make the maisa kinyan, that it blends in to become part of the ksuba. So once it's part of the ksuba, it's dina b'ziburis. It's not dina b'beinanis like a balchayiv. If it wouldn't be in the context of getting married, I would just give you a shtar. I hereby obligate myself to give you $500,000. You would be able to collect from beinanis. That's dina k'balchayiv. But here, because the takanas chamim was that there's a minimum of manam asayim, and there's no maximum. As much as you want to add on, it'll blend in to become dina k'ksuba. So the whole tosefes ksuba is nigvas menazi buris. And the whole tosefes ksuba, I don't say it's a hischaibis stam, and it's shviyas and mishametas. I say no. The ksuba, the minimum is manam asayim, there's no maximum. So whatever you obligate yourself to blends in to become a chelik of the ksuba. And ksuba is like a shame lavai to it. So shviyas is not mishametas, it's a ksuba. Like shviyas is not mishametas, and it's a mefatam, or tishem, or choyvel, mazik, it's only mishamet halvoa. A chayv stam, so this is not considered a chayv stam. This is labeled as a ksuba. To create the ischaivus, you have to make a kenya shtar, kenya sudba. Once you make the ischaivus, then the Gemara has the, that's what they understood from the Mishnah, then it's dino kiksuba, and shviz would not be mishametas. The Mishnah says that the nisamalan is garsha, bein min eris, and bein min anisuin. She collects a ksuba. So the Gemara on the side in the Masoras HaShas, they give you the cross reference to Bav Metzia Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Bav Metzia, the Gemara has a suffix. This takanas hatanoim, the tanai bezin, that even if you never gave your wife a ksuba by Nesam Lanes Gasha, she's entitled to collect because it's a tanai bezin. So the Gemara has an ibaya. Is that only by Nisuin or even by Erisin? Let's say the Bocher only had Erisin, and then he died, he divorced her. Is she, and he never gave her a ksuba. Is she entitled to collect the mana masayim or not? So the Gemara says, doesn't it say in the Mishnah, Sarmin is Garshalo, and Sarmin is Garsha, Beiman, Eris, Beiman, and Suin, she collects the ksuba. So you see that there is a dinner ksuba. So the Gemara says, maybe it's only Kosav law. So you can't prove in the Mishnah, maybe it's only Kosav law. So Halacha Lamaisa and Ebenezer, it's a Machlekes, Taisus, and the Rambam. How do we paskin? Do we paskin ksuba? Do we paskin arusa yesh la ksuba? Arusa ain't la ksuba, because the Gemara was left hanging. There's no maskan in the Gemara. So that's a machlokes. But it's interesting, just like the din of Tosefes ksuba, that the tanoim were misakin, that the ksuba is a minimum of manam asayim. But if you want to add on more, you need a maisa kinyan. And once you add it on, that it blends in to become a chelik of the ksuba. And it's nigvas ben aziburis, not ben abeninis. And its shviyas is not going to be mishamitid. You're no longer treated like a ischaivis midah. So the same is true regarding erisin, the Gemara says. Even if one should adopt the position that arusa ain lo ksuba, there never was a takanas chacham that arusa should get a ksuba, but they made a takana of ksuba, and they made a takana, you're not automatically chayv. But if you are mishabed yourself to give a ksuba, then yesh lo ksuba b'taras ksuba, not b'taras ischaivis midahs. You're not going to say that the ksuba larusa kasuba is going to collect from beinanis. No, also collects from anziburis. Also shvis is not mishametas. Just like the meir takana of tosefes, that the Amora Masayim is a minimum. If you want to add on more, it blends in to become a chelik of the ksuba. So by Arusa also the Gemara says like that. Even if one should adopt a position that Arusa ain't like ksuba, so they buy the sheet in the Gemara, half of the Rishonim Paskin like that, Arusa ain't like ksuba. But of course of law, yesh lo ksuba b'teres ksuba, not b'teres is chayvis midas. Rashi quoted the aloche that Tosfos quotes the aloche also. Hakofas hachanus eina mishametes, because it's not a halva, it's not a chov stam. It's b'teres piron de me'amekach. I owe because of the merchandise that I bought. I owe money. Shvis is only mishametes halva a chov stam, and hakofas hachanus is not a chov stam. But if zakef ola b'milve, then shvis is mishametes. How does the kifas milve work? So there's a big Rav Shach has in his sefer a fundamental machlokes harishanim. Let's say I was mazik you and I owe you chayvul b'chavera adam amazik. You have a right to collect from idus, and then I made a skifas milva on that. So is that nigvus min hoidus? So you say no, it's nigvus min abeninus. Skifas milva makes it a chayv stam. Rav Shach quotes a ravid that even after making a kifas milva on the zikin, still goyve min ha'idus. That's a chiddush. But the pashup shot in kifas milva is the following, that if I owe you $1,000, I can pay you b'kesef or b'shovi kesef, I can pay you with whatever the rules and regulations, how I pay. So I can pay you with another hischad. Let's say I owe you $1,000 for temei ha'mekach, hakof ha'chanus. I kept on buying in the butcher, I kept on buying in the grocer, and I accumulated a big debt. I owe each one hundreds of dollars. And then we make a skifas milva. So skifas milva means I paid up the old debt by accepting upon myself a new debt. The old debt you can pay either b'kesef or b'shovei kesef. So this is like shovei kesef. I accepted his chayvus midas. The new is chayvus midas is a new is chayvus midas. So that's already a chov stam. The old chov was hakofas hachanus. Hakofas hachanus as a shem labai. A chov stam. Shvis is only mishametes as a milve or a chov stam. So hakofas hachanus is not a chov stam. It's a piron de mea mekach. But once we make a skifas milve, that's a whole discussion of chayshim mishpat. How does one make a skifas milve? The discussion is taka in the simon about prusbul. When they talk about shvis ain't mishametes. So the Ramoy there discusses how does one accomplish a skifas milva. But what does it mean? What it means is I accepted upon myself a new hischayvus midas, that's now a chov stam, and with that hischayvus midas I paid up the old chov, so the old chov no longer exists. And the new chov is a chov stam, so chov stam can be cancelled by shvita. But if you say it like that, then it should be dinu kebeninus, because a chov stam is like a halvor. His chayv is not should be benis. Rav Shach quotes, arriving on the bottom of the riff, I think, in Perek HaNezok, and it says that if a mazik and a nizik, they made a skifas milva, so he can still collect na minoides. That's already a chiddush. That's already a new understanding of what skifas milva is all about. But the pashtus is that's what it means. Skifas milva means I accepted a new his chayv is midas, and that's how I paid up the old chov. That's like paying with shovei kesef, by accepting a new his chayv. So once it's a new his chayv is tam, so that's subject to Shemitah. Going well.